We mark the start of summer with four incredible days of live music.
Please welcome onto the stage now, Nigel Kennedy. Please give a huge welcome to Danielle Denise.
BBC Music presents The Biggest Weekend.
Available to watch now on BBC iPlayer.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now another episode of the series starring the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild demeanor.
Troll.
Make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with this world today. How come when I was canoeing in Brazil and I bought some fruit off some of the indigenous people, they turned around and said, people who bought fruit on Amazon also bought these sausages? And so much for Taylor Swift, she sent back my trousers unmended. Eventually. How come I have my own private jet, but my mum owns the rest of the jacuzzi? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady, Pauline, who looks after us.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Milton, I'm so sorry to hear the news about your grandfather.
He seems to be channeling his grief into making something out of wood. Is it a funereal Viking longboat?
Nope. An IKEA Billy bookcase.
Ah, because he was Scandinavian?
No, because he collapsed suddenly in the lounge.
Don't worry, Anton. People do funny things after they've lost someone, like comfort eating. Anyway, Milton, I brought you these flowers.
Mmm, delicious, thank you.
Milton, those roses are covered in thorns.
Mmm, discomfort eating.
Oh, he's taking it hard. Were you close?
Yes, he left me everything, including all the money he used to keep in his mattress.
Ooh, so you're rich now.
Unfortunately, he had a waterbed. But on the plus side, I now own £60,000 worth of papier-mâché.
Well, Milton, if there's anything we can do to help...
Yes, often the hardest thing is clearing the house.
True, my space hopper would just never bounce high enough.
Maybe we should get over there and make a start. Thank you for the flowers, Pauline.
Oh, that's quite all right.
And the vase they came in will be a fitting memorial to put on Grandad's bookcase. See what I mean? We went straight over to my Grandad's house. But before going inside, Anton wanted to have a word.
Now, Milton, with house clearances, you never quite know what you're going to find, so it can be quite a dirty job.
Which is why I'm not wearing my normal clothes.
Or indeed any clothes.
We got plenty of space on the bus, didn't we?
Note to self, if we go back on the top deck, on no account follow him up the stairs again. Nevertheless, I insist you at least put on some rubber gloves.
Ah, yes.
On your hands, I'd have thought.
I did wonder why you gave me two of them.
I think we should probably go inside. My goodness, stuff everywhere. So many piles of newspapers.
Look at this one. It must be from the 30s. Supporting fascism, blaming foreigners for the loss of the empire.
No, that's Tuesday's Daily Mail. Right. Well, best get started. Now, be careful. Some of this stuff might be valuable.
You're right. I know for a fact this ceramic statue of Ganesh came from the Taj Mahal.
Really?
He loved that restaurant.
That does explain this little bowl of mints.
And the waiter.
Hello.
Now, we have a lot of clearing to do, and the kitchen... And the kitchen is often where the most eccentric things are found.
You're telling me. Look, he kept a Scrabble set in this tin.
Milton, that's Alphabetti Spaghetti. And I suspect it's well past its sell-by date. Food in a hoarder house often is.
Nonsense. Try some of this. It looks delicious.
Actually, this Stilton's rather tangy.
Stilton, the rapper, says pork pie.
What's the best before date?
2 shillings and sixpence.
I need something to take the taste away.
Deepak?
Popperdom, sir.
In no time at all, Anton had filled 15 bin liners. There was definitely something wrong with that Stilton. But when we eventually set to work, I soon realised how badly designed Grandad's bungalow was. There were no bedrooms at all. But there was another bungalow stuck on top that was full of bedrooms.
Well, Milton, the house is empty now, but in a way, your granddad is still here.
Yes, in a way, he'll forever be coming up the path and turning the key in the lock. And I can just hear him saying...
Hello! Where are all my possessions?
Uncanny.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Granddad. Just need to phone someone.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Ah, Milton, yes, it's you. Sorry to hear about your other granddad passing away.
Oh, no. We've just thrown away everything your surviving grandfather held dear.
And Grandma. Ah, no wonder one of those old dresses tried to give me a book token.
What about my Battle of Britain memorabilia? Where's my flying jacket?
It must have escaped when I opened the window.
Mr. Grandad, I assure you we will do everything to get the contents of this house back.
I should hope so, too.
Including Grandma.
Don't go to any trouble.
So yet again, I was helping someone. It's just what I do. Like when I invented a way of using a Deliveroo bike as a cut-price taxi by just disguising myself as a hot meal. They were livid, which surprised me. I'd have thought they were going to offer me a job for thinking inside the box. But the whole experience did make me think of a really helpful idea, a human organ courier service called Liveroo. Make way! Make way! Emergency! Human organs coming through!
You're late.
Doctor, you don't mean...
Yes, he's dead. You didn't deliver within 40 minutes. You say you'll deliver within 40 minutes.
Well, look on the bright side.
Bright side?
This means you get a free garlic bread.
I don't want that. It's cold.
Soon sort that out. Clear! Yum, yum.
Yes, hey, nice.
I'm Milton Jones, and I'm just explaining to my landlady about decluttering the wrong granddad's house.
Well, you probably did them a favour. Everyone has too much clutter.
I totally agree. In fact, the whole experience has made me decide to do something about it.
Milton, have you seen my good cufflinks anywhere?
In fact, I've made a start with Anton's stuff.
Oh, Anton, you look nice.
Yes, well, I've got a little dinner engagement tonight with some old RAF chums. But it's just that I can't find my cufflinks. You've thrown them all away, haven't you?
No.
Oh, thank heavens.
I decluttered them. I've sent them out into the universe so they can no longer burden your psyche.
Right. I also can't find my regimental sword. Please tell me you haven't thrown that out.
Of course not.
Great.
Melted it down.
What? Why?
Thought it would make some nice cufflinks. You're going to need some, after all.
Oh, Milton, you're like that Japanese woman who made a big thing of decluttering. You know, Con Marie something something.
If she knew anything about decluttering, surely she should have got rid of one of those somethings.
You could have a real gift for this.
You're right. So much so, I've decided to award myself some cufflinks. And so I decided to set up a decluttering business. The first thing I needed to do was throw away my collection of inspiring music. But it turns out my collection of uninspiring music isn't much cop either. I hired staff, bought vans, and had stationery printed. And soon we were ready for the grand opening of declutteryourself.com, or DCYSC, as we've come to call it. And then just D.
Gosh, Milton, I'm a little surprised. The new office, it's quite full of things.
Sit yourself down, Anton.
Well, I'll try. It's just all these chairs are wedged so close together. Why are there so many?
I had to order 200 of them to match the 200 desks, duh.
But it's way too much stuff.
Oh, and mind the customised declutter-yourself luxury coffee tables and beanbags.
Milton, I think you may have gone overboard on the fixtures and fittings.
Delivery of a giant bronze squirrel.
Of course, the very symbol of neat and efficient storage.
Well, I suppose it is symbolic, so long as that's the only...
Where do you want it, boss?
Just put it on the plinth next to the silver and the gold squirrels.
Right.
Milton, I can't think in this place. It all has to go.
Just trust me, Anton.
Are you Milton Jones? You owe us £1.4 million for the offices, the vans and the hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon?
Oh, dear, I don't seem to have any money.
Right, take it all away, lads.
Right, put it back. Here we go.
There you are, Anton, decluttering at its best.
Oh, well done, Milton. Wait, are they taking my car?
Maybe. Fortunately, with a lot of persuasion and effort, I managed to get Anton's car back. There you go.
Milton, those aren't car keys.
No, I had your car turned into a pair of cufflinks. I'm afraid you may have lost a little bit of boot space.
Oh, that does it. I don't want to hear any more about anything to do with cufflinks.
Keep your shirt on. Speaking of which... I'm Milton Jones, and if you fancy decluttering too, why not start with all those unplayed DVDs? Just watch the trailers to work out which ones to keep and which ones to throw away.
One man goes behind enemy lines to bring back some lined A4, a pencil sharpener, and a stapler. Saving Private Ryman.
Coming soon to a cinema near you, the legend of a man who wears a loincloth but lives on top of a Christmas cake. Tarzipan.
Universal Pictures present Thesaurus, the movie, the film, the motion picture, the flick, the feature, the cinematic experience.
This is Milton Jones, life laundry expert. Live streaming the bailiffs clearing out my office in minutes did wonders for my decluttering business. We soon won the contract for Claire's accessories, and now it's just called Claire. The amazing thing about decluttering a stranger's house is you never know what you're going to find. Anton, look at this. I think it's a Stradivarius.
I don't think it is.
How can you be so sure?
Allow me to play it.
And look at this.
Well, that's a shell.
Apparently it was found on a beach in northern France. But if you just put it to your ear...
Oh, yes. It was Dunkirk, wasn't it?
Maybe. This is Milton Jones. I've set up my own decluttering business. But one day, all the phones mysteriously stopped ringing. OK, we'd thrown them all away. But also, no one was coming to our door. Well, the hole where the door used to be.
Something going on and I don't like it. It's quiet. Too quiet. Yes, Milton, not helping.
Would you like to listen to another shell?
No. Although, to be fair, something to take our minds off things could help. I'll just pop the radio on.
If you are struggling to be free of your possessions, let me help you.
Ah, this must be someone like the woman Pauline was talking about.
Hi, I am Ulrika Ono, and my philosophy is simple. Hold something you see every day in your hands and ask, does this make me happy?
OK, doing that. Can't say it does.
Milton, could you let go of my nose, please?
Why?
Come to my seminar to find out more. Book now on 0888-1212 and start living the rest of your life in freedom.
Ha! A rival declutterer.
Surely there's room for more than one decluttering business in the world. Wait, have I learnt nothing?
She must be taking all our clients. We better go along and see what she's about. Now, I wrote down that number. Where's that piece of paper?
Decluttered.
Fair enough. Still, I'm sure I can look it up on my laptop. Quite a powerful shredder you've got there. We should probably hang on to that. Or shred it in a much bigger shredder, shall we go?
This was a crisis, but I was used to being in charge and taking decisive action. Like when I worked in the civil service and was drafted in to chair a very special meeting. Gentlemen, ladies, thank you all for turning up at such short notice. Now, if you could all keep your eyes on this wash basket.
Sir, what are you doing?
This is it not, a meeting of COBRA?
Yeah, COBRA stands for Cabinet Office Briefing Room A, sir.
Nonetheless.
We really should get on, sir.
Here it comes. Oh, great, now the snake's got a puncture.
Sir, sir, could we just maybe forget about the snake? You said you'd had a message, a message from a terrorist group.
Yes, I have. On this piece of paper here. Look, it says you are in big trouble. And then it's signed at the bottom by what I'm pretty sure is the Polynesian Terror Organization.
Sir, that's PTO. It just means please turn over. It's another acronym, sir. It's like COBRA.
Right, right. Well, everyone must stop using acronyms ASAP. Please turn over, you say. So you are in big trouble if you don't return my wash basket, Mum.
So basically there is no emergency?
No emergency. I've got to get this wash basket back to my mother. And there's a venomous snake loose in the room.
Sir, does this mean we need to raise the threat level or not?
Let me see. Consulting my guidelines, I'd say we should raise it from the current Misty Meadow to Apple White.
For goodness sake, that's a Dulux colour chart.
Is it? It would explain why my bathroom is now painted code red. Duck!
What is it? Some sort of attack?
No.
Right, what's that doing in here?
Brought him along in case we needed to distract the cobra. And it appears to have worked.
Enough is enough. I must insist that you...
A pineapple? Who would throw a pineapple through a window?
Oh, no. It's just like I feared. It's the PTO. They've come to get their snake back. My name is Milton Jones, and we've just turned up at the seminar of a rival declutterer we heard about on a radio I used to own. The seminar is being held in a large hall with a bare wooden floor and the smell of incense.
Oh, deary me, Milton. All that's missing is some New Age music.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
No, no, Milton, that is not what I meant. And there it is.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. Grandad, how lovely to see you.
Thought I'd come along, see if I can pick up any tips from this Ulrika Ono person. She sounds wonderful.
I don't think she'll be anything special, not with a ridiculous name like that.
I know. Ulrika Ono sounds like you've just had a really good idea, then suddenly thought better of it.
She's starting.
Welcome, everybody. Now, please, make yourselves comfortable.
Get off, Milton!
There are no chairs, and she told us to make ourselves comfortable.
Well, you've really done my knee in now.
Now, as the first phase of my method, we're going to learn the art of folding. Take something close to you, and then double it back on itself.
Okay.
Oh, that's my leg!
Whoops.
No, no, actually, that sorted my knee. Thank you, Milton.
But some things are not for folding, and have to be discarded. We all have things we carry around that weigh us down.
Like this bronze squirrel.
Careful with that, Milton.
Oh, right, there goes the knee again.
Will you lot shut up, please? She's getting to the good bit.
I do apologise, Pauline.
So, my system is all about putting your things in a box and letting them go.
Sounds like she had a bad experience with Deliveroo as well.
A metaphorical box, I assume.
So, put all your unwanted objects and valuables into this box. The box of freedom.
Ah, no, an actual crate, in fact.
All your unwanted jewelry, rings, watches, antiques, front door keys. You will be free without them. In the meantime, my assistants Dave and Knuckles seal the box of freedom with a lid of containment and then load it onto the flatbed truck of removal.
All right, back her up!
And that's the method. Thank you very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
I think perhaps we should call the police. If I could just find my phone. Where on earth is my... Oh, you haven't, have you, Milton?
There you go.
Ah, cufflinks.
That last one was the charger. Anton was right. Just a quick glance online revealed she'd been pulling this same trick all around the country. She'd taken antiques worth millions in Cheltenham and jewellery worth a fortune in Winchester. But she'd had a quick look round Nottingham and just ended up making a donation.
She's taken everything.
Not quite everything. She didn't get my trousers.
Well, Milton, now she's gone, perhaps it's safe to put them on.
We got a seat on the bus, didn't we?
Well, I want all my stuff back. I've decided I like hoarding. It's one of my few pleasures. Thinking about how inconvenienced my family are going to be when I die.
Quite right. Where's your car, Anton?
Milton turned it into a pair of cufflinks, but fortunately I secretly kept another car in a lock-up around the corner, which you've turned into cufflinks.
Don't be ridiculous. A matching hip flask.
Right, well, that's put pay to our giving chase.
Perhaps not. Tell me, when you were clearing my house, did you get rid of my Wellingtons?
Were they in a box under the stairs?
No, they were in my shed. Everyone back to my place.
Grandad took us round the back of his house to a shed, and...
There they are, my Wellingtons.
Goodness, two Second World War aeroplanes.
Wow. Behind them is a Lancaster bomber. Wow.
To think it dropped bombs on Lancaster.
That's not how it works, Milton.
Of course it isn't. Although, I only realised that after 40 missions.
So the Wellingtons, they didn't drop bombs on New Zealand then?
Look, can we talk about something else, please?
It's a bit odd hoarding World War II planes.
Well, years ago, I used to have a Spitfire too, but I melted it down to make those railings.
Yes, I'm beginning to see where Milton gets it from.
Well, we better get after that Ulrika woman. I want my stuff back too, you know. Come on, Anton.
Well, I can navigate, but I'm afraid I won't be able to actually pilot the plane.
I can fly. I'm sure it'll come back to me. Marvellous being up there. Remind me of all the dogfights I saw in the war.
Ah, in the skies over Kent.
No, in the cellar of the Rose and Crown. That's where they held the dogfights.
Ah, so you didn't fly over the White Cliffs of Dover then?
These days, the White Cliffs of Dover are probably two UKIP candidates with the same name.
Right, let's check our instruments.
Righto.
Milton, put your Stradivarius down.
Sorry. We took off with Grandad flying the plane and began looking for Ulrika. She was last seen heading west. How are we going to find her?
Wait a minute. When we were all chucking stuff in the crate, I threw my emergency senior citizen wristband in. It's GPS. You're... Grandmother made me get one so she'd always know where I was.
Aww.
And then there'd be no danger we'd ever end up in the same room together.
We managed to pick up Ulrika's signal on the GPS. We were soon on her trail. Grandad said even just hearing the word cockpit brought back many happy memories of when he used to go to watch cockfights at the Rose and Crown.
Well, Mr. Grandad, it's a pleasure to see you flying the plane so well.
Thank you.
Actually, Mr. Grandad, why are the engines struggling?
I don't know. Something's wrong. I'm losing height!
Don't worry, that happens when you get old.
No, the plane is losing height, you blithering idiot!
Ooh, someone's got an altitude problem.
Look, all this isn't helping us find Ulrika's lorry.
Oh, I've spotted something, look.
Excellent, what is it?
Maureen Hepworth at number 27 has had a hot tub put in her garden.
Ooh, let's have a look.
Ooh, Mrs. Lardida.
I couldn't help feeling the others were being distracted, given the importance... Oh, look, a cloud shaped like a sausage.
Milton, there's Ulrika down there. I recognise the truck. Hang on, she's going behind that mountain. Strange. According to the map, we're almost in Wales, but there shouldn't be any mountains round here.
That's not a mountain. That's a huge pile of junk.
You're right. It's everything she's decluttered. Broken toasters, old tennis rackets. Pauline, can you see anywhere suitable to land?
Yes. There you go. Just to the left of that heap of sandwich toasters. Coconut matting. About 2 miles of it.
She must have decluttered every single house in Muswell Hill.
This was proving to be a tricky venture. A bit like when I set up a business to courier starter kits for Caribbean witchcraft ceremonies. Deliver voodoo. But my real dream was always to deliver food throughout the centuries to Doctor Who's enemies. Two pepperoni with extra...
You are late. You're supposed to deliver within 40,000 years. You know what this means?
Yeah, all right. There you are. Free Dalek bread.
Delicious.
Any chance of a tip?
Remunerate. Remunerate.
I'm Milton Jones, and we've ditched our plane in a field while in pursuit of a criminal declutterer. And just then, we were stopped in our tracks by a familiar voice.
Hold it right there.
Oh, no. It's... Oh, no.
Oh, if I had a penny for every time someone said that.
You'd have thrown them all away.
Indeed. Now, give me one good reason why I shouldn't blow you all to pieces.
Because it would take ages to clear up afterwards.
Silence. I have to continue my mission to declutter the world.
By stealing innocent people's possessions.
Oh, come on. Everyone's got a useless second copy of Brothers in Arms on CD. Or those flying ducks on the wall.
Or worse than that, those toilet ducks that won't stop flapping no matter how many times you flush.
But now I'm going to declutter you!
Hang on a minute, that's not even a real gun. It's a novelty cigarette lighter.
Oh, you're right. Almost suddenly brought back from a school French exchange trip.
Of course.
And if you try to escape, then I shall declutter us all by using it to set light to these 6,000 unwanted bottles of Malibu.
All untouched but for a single sip by Grandma at Christmas.
Malibu scares me. Although, think about it, might just be the last syllable.
Boo!
Ah! Enough is enough, Ulrika, because I'm going to blow you away.
Milton, you've just picked up an old hairdryer from that pile of junk.
As I say.
Milton, the plane!
Or as I like to call it, my giant hairdryer.
Quick, both of you, get in!
Roger, Wilco.
And ready for takeoff!
Well done, boys. Quick thinking.
But it might not be any use.
Why not?
Because Ulrika has got 3,000 old Hoovers and a stack of unused fondue sets. Well, unused until now.
Milton, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever...
She's firing at us. Hot cheese at 6 o'clock.
Not often you hear that phrase.
Ow! Ooh, it's delicious. Hot and painful. But delicious.
We're losing height. We've taken on too much molten cheese.
Again, this really isn't how I thought my adult life would turn out.
We're coming in too low. We'll never get over this wall of junk.
Wait, I've got an idea. If I just roll all this cheese into a huge ball and start up the music... Granda, fly directly at the vacuum cleaners.
You mean?
Yes, the Hoover Dam.
Milton.
Releasing the huge ball of cheese now. It bounced once and again, and eventually it struck, bringing everything down on Ulrika.
No!
Oh dear, I'm afraid she's buried under all that warm cheese. And you know what that means.
She's toast.
Well done, Milton. You saved the day.
But I can't help feeling sorry for the person that has to clear up all this mess.
You're right. According to that sign, this is the tiny Welsh town of Llanfith.
Relax, Anton. I think you'll find it's pronounced Landfill.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.
And in next week's episode, when a famous baker comes to the gym, Milton decides it's time to show off his own buns. The acclaimed American novelist Rachel Kushner has a new book out. The Mars Room is a fictional account of a woman in a US prison